الرحمن الرحيم. We read the hadith in this chapter which deals with the great importance of sunnah and that we should love the sunnah, cherish it and realize the greatness of it and most important practice upon it and propagate it as well. The last hadith that we read was how people would be raised on the day of Qiyamah, and after that the first person that will be given close to air will be Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And it will be shown also that people who have made new things in deen, bid'at, or modernized the deen, what the terrible punishment will be on that day. The commentary on the hadith further, according to Allama Suyuti, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam will be the first to be clothed because he was thrown into the fire in a naked state. When Namrud threw him into the fire, he had stripped him of all his clothes and then threw him into the fire. In honor of that, Allah Ta'ala will give him the first to wear clothes on the day of Qiyamah. With regard to this, that nobody will have clothes on, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will it be that all men, women are together and nobody has got clothes on? Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says that the seriousness, the difficulties and hardships and the conditions of that day will be such that nobody will think of looking at anyone. Though all will be without clothes, but nobody will even think of looking at anyone because of the difficulties and hardships of that day. Anyway, this that Ibrahim alayhi salam would be given the first to wear clothes. This speciality of his does not in any way make him superior to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it does not necessitate absolute superiority. And we further believe that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the seal of all the Anbiya and the best of all creation. By having virtue of one matter does not make a person superior than another person who has got many, many other points of superiority. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam has been blessed with Allah Ta'ala with great, great superior qualities. If any other Nabi, like for example Yusuf alayhi salam's beauty, or any other Nabi has got any one particular quality, doesn't make him superior to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in any way. Those who will be seized and cast into the fire will be the hypocrites. On the day of Qiyamah, when Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will be seeing people and he'll recognize them as his followers, but then they will be taken and thrown into the fire of Jahannam. Amongst them will be the hypocrites who outwardly practiced like Muslims. They made wudu and because of that they got shine on their foreheads, on their faces, on their hands, arms and legs. Or that they made sajda and because of that noor on their faces, etc. But they had kufr in their hearts. Or people who had modernized deen. So those people, in spite of having this, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeing the outward sign, will recognize them as his ummah. But he will see that they will be taken and be given punishment. Then he will be told, these are those people who were hypocrites. These are those people who had modernized deen, who brought new bid'at, new things into deen. It is our belief, that is the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that the non-believers will forever remain in the fire of Jahannam, while sinful Muslims will be punished but will eventually attain salvation due to the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who die in the state of kufr and shirk, may Allah protect us all, our family, people, our offspring, everyone. If a person dies on kufr and shirk, then there is no question but that he will remain in the fire of Jahannam forever. Therefore, especially in these times, we have to be very concerned about ourselves, our family, our children, who are exposed to so many things at schools, etc., that they don't lose their iman. Otherwise, yeah, we will treat them as ours. We will be living in one home, we will be sitting together and eating, we will do everything for our children. But if kufr has come in the heart, then they are not ours at all. They are completely the denizens, the people who will be living in the fire of Jahannam. While sinful Muslims, if a person dies with his iman and he has not committed shirk and kufr, no matter how weak that iman will be, but eventually, sometime or the other, he will come out of the fire of Jahannam and he will enter into Jannah. But that too, to go for one split second in the fire of Jahannam, when the thought of Jahannam is just too severe, then going into Jahannam, even for a minute or a second, it cannot be imagined. And to live there for a long, long period, and eventually coming out, which will definitely be a great, 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 great relief, and it will be a great enjoyment in Jannah, but such a long period of in Jahannam. Therefore, we have the opportunity now that we save ourselves completely from Jahannam. That is, we make Tawbah. We stay away from all sins. Perchance any sin gets committed, we make Tawbah again. And especially the terrible sins of kufr and shirk, we stay from that as completely far away. And we refresh our iman. At least every morning or every night, or morning and evening, we refresh our iman. As it comes in the Hadith Sharif, Jadidu imanakum, that renew your iman. And that is the holy La ilaha illallah. By repeating La ilaha illallah over and over, and meditating on the meaning, and if we read our kalimas, then we will be renewing our iman to make tawbah regularly. Innovation, that is bid'at. And that is both types, what we can call the old type of bid'at, like what we normally, what the Barelvi, the bid'ati people do, like making tawaf at the qabr, sajdat at the qabr, making quras, making chaliswa, etc. Whether it is that type of innovation, or whether it is the modern innovation, where Islam, people want to give it a facelift. We ourselves need the facelift. Islam needs no facelift. Islam is the most modern, the most beautiful, the most handsome religion at all times. Islam doesn't have to be made modern. Islam doesn't have to be pulled and brought into technology and into modernism. So this is another type of innovation of our time. Hence, one should be particularly careful that one follows the teachings and sunnah as taught in the divine sources. We should stick firmly to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Where we fail and where we falter, we should make tawbah and istighfar. But we should not justify and say that we are living in these times, now we have to follow a modern Islam. We have to follow a watered down, an easy type of Islam. No, Islam is just one. The Islam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Islam of the time of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. We try our best to follow that. We cherish that. Where we falter, we make tawbah and istighfar. Those who claim to be Muslims but innovate, that is, they bring new things, tread on dangerous ground. Because the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not benefit such people. In the first place, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam won't make istifarish, won't intercede for those people. And even if Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam does, it won't be accepted by Allah ta'ala. So therefore, we should be very careful of shirk, kufr, and of all bid'ah. So to say, the old type of bid'ah, and the modern time of bid'at as well. We must try and have the pure deen. And by us trying to make any haram halal, it never becomes halal. It remains halal. What actually is haram?
what actually happens, we go out of the fold of Islam. If a person his whole life practices on haram, realizes it is haram, knows it is haram, then he doesn't go out of the fold of Islam. But when he wants to justify and say that it is halal, whether it's interest, whether it's intermingling of the sexes or anything else, to make a haram halal, that is a very dangerous thing. If a person practices on haram, haram doesn't make tawbah, though there are great dangers in there, but that does not take him out of the fold of Islam. And if he keeps on making tawbah, though he's doing the haram, there is great hope that Allah will cleanse him and save him and take him out of that guna. Therefore, we should stay away from all types of sin, and especially of kufr and shirk and bid'at and innovations. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to learn our deen, practice our deen, and then teach and propagate it also to our family members, to other people as much as we can, and encourage others also to practice on the correct deen and let them see the light, the correct light. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.